This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley for, let's see, what weekend would we call this? It would be Thanksgiving Thursday, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday.
Yes.
I don't know that what works. Sunday is. Church Day.
Yes. Leftovers.
Well, it's all leftovers. Did you get enough to eat?
Yeah. I had a little too much, as always.
I know. It's hard to walk away.
That's my style.
It is hard to walk away.
Yeah.
It really is, you know, and they're... You know, you think about all the people in the world who don't have enough to eat, and here we are with so much. We waste so much of it. And
right.
We put it in a little container and throw it in the refrigerator, and 6 months later we throw it in the garbage because it turned this odd psychedelic
different
shade of
colors
green.
Colors, and yeah.
But yeah, there are so many people out there who, you know, struggle to find and to make ends meet and things, and then we have so much.
Yeah.
But it is good to get together with family.
As always, yes.
And you sure did.
Yeah.
With almost all the family.
Yeah. It was a big event.
Did you catch both sides over the course of the weekend?
No. Kind of got my side only this year. We had one of them fall on. And we take turns, you know, every other year, so.
You'll pay for that.
Yeah, probably. But, then, I mean, it evens out, so that way it's, you know, with Christmas coming up then, too, so.
Sure. Is that kind of a tradition, though? Do you guys, in your family, is it usually all done with family, like Thanksgiving holiday?
Yep.
Is it usually getting a lot of family together?
Yep. Yep. We usually either go up to Carol at my parents' house for my side and, you know, my cousin's house for my dad's side of it. And then same with at Mike's. It's either usually in town or maybe Walnut. We have some, they have some family there. And
now
it takes a while, but
oh, I'm sure
all
it
that
does.
Food makes it worth it.
Okay.
You know?
Speaking of food, I'm going to ask you now.
Okay.
I hope you don't embarrass anyone.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. This was kind of a potluck thing, right? Everybody was bringing something.
Right.
Okay. What's the most unusual thing? Or let's put it this way. What was the most un-Thanksgiving-like thing that anyone brought? Well, because, you know, you have this idea in your head of what a Thanksgiving meal should be. Turkey, dressing,
and
potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know. Maybe a pasta salad? Kind of more like spring, you know, summer, springy to me.
Well, you're really going out there. Really putting it out there.
I don't know. Don't
want to embarrass anybody.
It's all good, so it doesn't matter to me.
I didn't say it was the worst thing.
Yeah.
I said it was the most un-Thanksgiving.
You know, I'd be
thing.
Fine if somebody brought lasagna, so.
Well, what are you, Garfield now?
Yeah, you know.
Tray of lasagna, always good. You take a nap right afterward,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I bet.
Do kind of take a nap afterward.
It's hard to stay awake after you eat so much, and
yeah,
did you know, the little one wearing you down.
Did the boy take a nap after the big meal?
He took one before. He's usually about a noon o'clock, or not noon o'clock, around noontime. He has gotten in the habit of taking about a 2-hour nap. So,
How about your son?
He slept
Wyatt?
The ride up. Yeah, him too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, he slept the ride up, so
yeah,
worked
no
out
problem.
Pretty good. Yeah,
no problem. Plenty of football, and
yeah.
Quite honestly, those football games that they gave us for Thanksgiving. Don't need no tryptophan in turkey to put me to sleep. That football was just about enough.
Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah. I kind of zone out.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Chit-chat.
But it's always, you know, it seems to be on somewhere.
Right.
That's kind of the way it was for us growing up. We always went to my grandmother's house, my grandmother, grandfather's house, and, you know, they do all the cooking and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of very traditional. The women were always gathered in the kitchen.
Yeah.
When they weren't cooking or cleaning, they were playing cards or just visiting
right.
and having ice cream drinks or something, you know,
yeah.
whatever. The men, on the other hand, were in the other room. The kids had their room. We had a separate room where we'd go back and when we were little kids, you know, mm-hmm. we'd watch cartoons or whatever else we could find on TV, you know, a parade or something. And the men were in the other room. The football was on TV and they had a card table set
bumping
up.
Chests and...
and they were always playing cards and maybe, I don't know, drinking this stuff that comes in these little tiny glasses.
Wonder what that is.
Yeah. And, you know, there might have been a cigar or two there, too. But, you know, it was just kind of, I mean, how traditional is that?
Right.
I mean, you think about old time, you know, getting the family together, and that's pretty much what it was. Everyone was segmented off. The kids are in one space, the women in one space, the men in the other space, and away you go.
Yeah, that's kind of how it happens.
And that's kind of the way it was. We all got together, and then, you know, we'd do our thing, and then we'd come together, and we always ate like around 1 o'clock or so.
Yeah.
And we'd have the big meal at like one. And then after that, it was kind of nap time. It seemed like everybody was off in their own place. The men were in one room watching football. The ladies were playing cards or chit-chatting. The kids were off someplace else. And then all of a sudden, the whole house was kind of nothing but a big snore.
Got pretty quiet, huh?
Yeah, everybody's snoring. Everybody's sleeping. And then, you know, you do that for like an hour, hour and a half. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, which game's on now?
Yeah.
What did I miss? What
time
did I miss?
To bring out the dips and the other snacks, you know, that you didn't eat. That's how kind of goes at ours. And it was just always never ending.
Yeah. Well, see, what we did is then we'd come back about 6 o'clock
mm-hmm.
after, you know, everybody kind of let things settle.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could do that. We ate so much. But we'd come back about 6 o'clock. And then it was always the leftover period. Then it was like turkey sandwiches.
Yes.
Whatever was left over. You throw it between bread and away you go.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at that point, too, after we got done with that, the grandma would say, okay, who wants pie?
Yeah. That's always my response.
Exactly the response. Like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I have no room left. I'd need a third arm to be able to fit mm-hmm. anything else in. It's not going to happen. But she'd always have like 2 pumpkin pies, a mincemeat. I don't know who ate that. I don't care for that stuff.
I've never had that.
A pecan pie. And usually there was one fruit pie of some sort. It's an apple or a cherry pie or something there too for anybody that liked that. But there'd be like 5 pies sitting there. And it's like, at what point, Grandma? I mean, I love you to death, but at what point did you think that we would eat that much pie? I mean, it was. Oh,
well, did you at least take some home then afterwards, or?
Well, you know the thing is,
if there's leftovers, I guess.
In my family, we went to Grandma and Grandpa's every Sunday,
mm-hmm.
so no matter what. So you know, Thanksgiving's on Thursday. We were coming back in a few days.
You'd have some pie later.
No problem. Yeah, we never had turkey leftovers because we really didn't have any. We pretty much devoured that mm-hmm. bad boy while we were having the second go round on Thanksgiving. But the pie was still there.
Yeah.
So there was plenty of that to go around. So that's kind of the way Thanksgiving. I mean, I don't know. Does that not sound Norman Rockwell, though? I mean, that's pretty much, that's about as common a Thanksgiving, I guess, as you could find.
Yeah.
But that's what we always used to do. I kind of miss that, actually. You know, my grandparents are all gone now. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I haven't been back up to enjoy Thanksgiving with my family since I moved to Atlantic 25 years ago. So it's never happened. You know, it's never been in the cards. We don't have enough time off to be able to do that. So. But you know what? It would be different now anyway.
Yeah.
What would be the point, really, in going back up there having these expectations? You know, I think that's why sometimes folks fall into stress and disappointment and stuff at the holidays.
Trying to do too much yourself.
Well, and you always think you can go home again.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can go back to that place, but you can't get back to that place. You know what I mean? I mean, I could go back, but it would be different. People are gone,
mm-hmm.
Whether they moved on or passed away and... You know, things would just be different. So, yeah, sometimes the memories are the better.
Yeah.
We always move forward. Now in your case, you have family now.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe time to start some different traditions. Don't have to keep things the same as they've always been.
That's true.
Traditions are fun, but remember, traditions do have to morph over time because time requires us to do that.
Unfortunately,
kind of the way it does. And one of the things time requires us to do is move from Thanksgiving into the Christmas season.
Yeah.
It didn't take long, did it?
Well, I think Christmas kind of started before Thanksgiving this year anyways, it seems like. So maybe not that huge of a shocker to go right into it.
You know, every year I keep thinking to myself, I'm going to write down on a calendar when I actually saw the first Christmas commercial on television.
Mm-hmm.
I never do. But I think it's usually in like October.
Oh, geez.
You know, it seems like there's always
something. Just finish up Halloween and right into it.
Always something in October, it seems like, that they kind of start hinting around about the Christmas season.
Yeah.
Time to get started, time to get going. You know, have you started Christmas shopping at all?
You know, I'd go to like a Pampered Chef party or something like that and pick up a few things here and there kind of along the way. So I have
a
few items, but definitely not done.
Well, that's nice, though.
Yeah.
One of my grandmothers was always good. I don't think she ever shopped during the Christmas holiday season.
Really?
Never, as far as I know. She was always, I mean, there were times by June she had Christmas shopping all done.
Oh, that would be nice.
Now, remember, this was, you know, 40 years ago. It was a little different back then. As children, we didn't get everything we wanted all year long.
Yeah.
We didn't just cry in the grocery store and suddenly get showered with toys. It doesn't.
Here, take it.
Yeah, it didn't work that way. I know it happens a lot now. It didn't work that way back then. So, you know, it wasn't much of a risk for Grandma to buy, say, something for me for Christmas mm-hmm. in May
right.
and then hang on to it for, you know, 7 months. Not that big a deal. I'd be tough to do today.
Yeah.
kids get what they want when they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we never got, we got things on our birthday and at Christmas.
Yeah.
And that was it. I mean, if we wanted gifts, that's when we got them.
Yeah.
Boy, it'd be tough to shop ahead nowadays. I think it's getting tougher and tougher. I know you can find some pretty good bargains and things at times during Christmas, mm-hmm. but, you know, really, I guess I've never really understood that all that much. There are good opportunities and good sales and bargains and what have you at other times of the year, too.
Yeah.
I guess it's just the risk.
Right.
Of maybe buying something that maybe they'll already get by the time that time rolls around.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
I don't know. It's always a risk. Gift giving is difficult because so people, young, I mean, kids get a lot of things these days, and adults tend to buy what they want when they want it.
Yeah.
It's difficult to do gift giving anymore. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to keep in touch with folks and get to know them real well.
That's true.
It's really difficult.
Especially like I see for like video games or something, because you never know if they're going to decide to go ahead and buy it themselves or.
Technology has made things very difficult to buy.
Yeah.
Because it changes so fast.
Yeah.
And, you know, Apple and some of those others, they're great about, you know, well, they plan everything around Christmas. We have to introduce the next big thing in time for the Christmas shopping mm-hmm. season, you know. And so it seems like everybody's always kind of falsely creating a new buzz.
Yeah.
Something else you have to have, and this is new,
it's
and that's
new. It's
the
newest, greatest. And
what you had last year, yeah, it still works, but it's not new anymore.
Right.
You got to get the new one. You know, it's a struggle sometimes to keep up with that, and it's expensive, too.
Yeah, it sure
real
is.
Real expensive. Well, there are a lot of things you can do for not a whole lot, and I tell you what, we're not going to shock you much. We're going to start talking a lot about Christmas
here.
Yeah,
we sure are.
You're going to start with a good chunk of Christmas stuff already, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see. It's not Christmas, but the Cass County Extension, they're hosting a meeting, Drought, a Game Changer for Beef Operations, Strategies to Move Forward. And that's going to be held at the Cass County Community Center, and that is on Tuesday, November 27th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Just $10 per person, and that helps to cover refreshments and some other costs. A pre-registration is encouraged, but it's not required, and you can call the Extension office to register, and that's 243-1132. So that's the meeting at the Cass County Extension, or the Cass County Extension's meeting at the Cass County Community Center on November 27th from 6:30 to 9. Also, the Atlantic JCs will be meeting on November 27th at 7 p.m. at the family table. Souls for Souls, it's a shoe charity, and the Cumberland Methodist Church are partnering up for Hurricane Sandy relief efforts. They're going to be collecting new and gently worn shoes for the victims of Hurricane Sandy, and that's going on now through December 9th. You can leave shoes in Atlantic at the Atlantic Methodist Church and the Atlantic Public Library, and also Simply Hair in Cumberland at the Cumberland Methodist Church and the Cumberland Telephone Company and Co-op, and in Messina at the school, the Messina Public Library, and the Economy Market. Then to finish up the drive, they're going to have a free Christmas dinner, and that's on December 9th from 11 to 12:30, and then they'll follow up with a Christmas program called the Christmas Shoe Tree at 1. And again, those shoes will be sent to Hurricane Sandy victims. If you have any questions, you can call Cheryl at 774-5417. And they're collecting those at those locations now through December 9th. Over in Audubon, it's their traditional Christmas kickoff. They're going to have a reindeer poker run that's on November 29th. That's at the Memorial Building on the North Park Place in Audubon from 4 to 7. You can stop by participating businesses, and some will even have some food samples along with a recipe, and then there you'll receive a playing card to help create your best poker hand. There's also a baked potato bar and hot dogs and chips for the kids for a free will donation, and of course, Santa will be present. They'll meet at 7 at the Memorial Building to determine the winner, and the winner then receives $20 gift certificates from numerous local businesses. It totals up to $400. One hand per family, and you must be 18 years or older to enter. And in case a tie, the high card wins. That's the Audubon's traditional Christmas kickoff reindeer poker run on November 29th at the Memorial Building in Audubon from 4 to 7. The 26th Annual Festival of Trees, that's going on November 29th through December 2nd, and that's open to the public. The times and dates are on November 29th. You can view those displays from 10 to 7, and then on November 30th from 10 to 6, December 1st from 10 to 7, and then on December 2nd from 10 to 3, and the 26th Annual Festival of Trees that's held at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic. And you can view about 100 decorated trees and wreaths and holiday displays. You can also get some free cookies, coffee, and hot apple cider while you take a look at all those. Admission is free, will donation, and proceeds from this benefit the American Cancer Society. So again, that's the 26th Annual Festival of Trees. That's going on November 29th through the December 2nd. And that's at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic. Over in Exira, the Exira Festival of Lights, it's sponsored by the Exira Community Club and the Chamber. This is on December 1st, beginning at 5. We'll have a cookie walk and kids coloring activity. Then the Free Will Soup Supper will be served from 5 to 6:30. They'll have some entertainment beginning at 5:15. And then the tree lighting will be at 7, followed by Santa visiting with the kids. Also, donation of canned goods, new clothing, and new toys will be collected for the Audubon County Family Development Center. That's Exira Festival of Lights on December 1st, and all those fun activities begin at 5. The Cass County Conservation Board, they're holding a Green Home Products Program. That'll be held at the Atlantic Public Library Community Room on December 1st, and that's at 1. It's free, and all ages are welcome. This year, they'll be focusing on household cleaners. You can get tricks and tips and go home with products and recipes and discover how to go green simply. You can pre-register by November 28th by calling 769-2372. That's the Cass County Conservation Board's Green Home Products Program at the Atlantic Public Library Community Room on December 1st at 1. Lullaby Foundation's Bedtime Christmas Stories with Santa's Helpers will be held on December 1st from 5 to 6. That's at 405 Chestnut Street in Atlantic, and everyone is welcome to attend. The BPO Doe's annual Cookie and Candy Walk is on December 1st from 9 a.m. to noon at the Atlantic Elks Lodge. That's at 6th and Poplar Street. They're just asking that you please use the bottom northwest door. Again, that's on December 1st from 9 to noon, the BPO Doe's annual Cookie and Candy Walk. Soup Supper at the Avondale Church in Rural Fontanelles on December 2nd. That is from 11 to 1. They'll be serving oyster, chili, and other assorted soups along with sandwiches and pies, and that's all for a free will donation. Let's see, we've got some Red Cross blood drives coming up in Oneida. It's on December 5th from 9 a.m. to 1:30, and that's at the Cam High School. And then also in Shelby on December 15th from 7:30 to 12:30, and that's the Shelby Community Building. Just going back a little bit here, on Sunday, December 9th, the Grizzled Community Choir, they're performing a Christmas cantata, A King Changes Everything. Again, that's on December 9th at the Atlantic Zion Lutheran Church at 1:30. And then they'll go back to Griswold and perform at the high school auditorium at 4 p.m. Everyone is invited to attend, and refreshments will follow at both performances.
Whew.
Yeah.
Take a breath, huh?
No kidding.
All right, let's. We'll take this time out. Be back with more in just a moment.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, more. Believe it or not, more
yeah, I know.
Christmas stuff to talk about here yet. Let's get after some of these things. You know, Yule Fest has been going on since Friday.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday at in the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbledon. Lots of things happening around there. One of the things happening is on Sunday, too. They'll have a book signing coming up this Sunday, November 25th, from noon until 2 o'clock at the Danish Windmill, as author Ronald Bro will be there signing his new book, which is entitled Out of Denmark, An Immigrant Story. It's a story about a couple who emigrated from Denmark about 100 years ago. They went through trials and tribulations just like anyone else, but they were able to eventually live their dream and settle down and have their own little corner of the world. And he tells this story. It's kind of a true story. There's some fiction mixed in with it a little bit too here and there, but it's for the most part a true story. You can pick up your copy and get it signed by the author. Ronald Breaux was also he's from the area. He grew up in Audubon County and attended schools around here. He's been all over the country, actually all over the world, teaching over his time. He and his wife live in Cedar Falls right now, but coming back to do that. He's also on the board of directors of the Danish Immigrant Museum. That's what it's called. That museum thing up there. He's on the board of directors there, too. So, again, that's noon to 2 this Sunday if you want to participate in that. Also coming up this Monday, the Walnut High School will be the host site for a blood drive. It'll be going on from 7 a.m. to 1 o'clock on Monday, November 26th. That'll be at the Walnut High School. You can call ahead or you just stop by if you'd like to donate blood. They always have a need, and they'd love to have a good crowd there for that. Also, some things coming up here not too far down the road. The United Church of Avoca will be holding its annual Christmas Tree Bazaar on Saturday, December 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that'll be at the church at 304 North Elm Street in Avoca. They'll have luncheon from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., serving beef and noodles, salad, and cake. $6 for high school students and for adults, $3 for K through 8th grade students, and preschoolers can eat for free. There's also a cookie walk, a bake sale. There'll be homemade items there as well. Everyone is welcome to attend the United Church of Avoca's annual Christmas Tree Bazaar. And again, that's coming up Sunday, December 1st, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that'll be held at the church. Also coming up on, big weekend there, December 1st and 2nd, the Adair Women's Club and the Adair Public Library Board co-sponsoring their 17th annual Festival of Trees event. And that will be held Saturday, December 1st. The hours are 1 to 8 p.m. And then on Sunday, December 2nd, the hour is 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that will be held at the Adair Community Center. Proceeds go to provide some scholarships for Adair Casey High School graduates. They've donated over $15,500 so far to give out scholarships as part of that project. There'll be decorated trees, nativity scenes, Christmas villages, wreaths, wall hangings, centerpieces, all kinds of things. That's on December 1st and 2nd. Now, also as part of that, the Adair Lions Club will be having their soup dinner on Saturday, December 1st, and that's at the same location at the Adair Community Center. They'll be serving at 4:30 p.m., asking for your free will offering, and they'll be collecting food for the Adair Food Pantry during that time as well. And also, the Adair Chamber of Commerce will be sponsoring their little activities as well during the holiday extravaganza on Saturday, December 1st at the Adair Community Center. They'll have a drawing for $150. There'll be three $50 prizes in bonus bucks, so you can sign up on Saturday, and they'll have the drawing at 7 o'clock. There'll be a cookie decorating contest for kids from 5 to 7 p.m., and Santa will be visiting from 5 to 7 p.m. as well. And there'll be some vendors around there, too, for you to peruse and take a look at, maybe pick up some unique items for Christmas gift giving. Lots of things happening there all together. It's nice when they do those things all together like that. Also coming up on December the 2nd, the Anita United Methodist Church, St. Mary's Catholic Church, Kids Club, and the Anita Congregational Church are all putting together their efforts to kick off the Christmas season with a live nativity. That'll be at the Anita Livestock Auction, and that's on December the 2nd from starting at 3:30 in the afternoon. No charge for that event. People are encouraged, though, if they would like to bring an item for the food pantry locally. And also on Sunday, December 2nd from 4 to 7:30 p.m., the Anita Public Library will be hosting its annual Christmas open house. A quilt display. There'll be drawings for prizes. Everyone is welcome to sample some of the Christmas cookies and bars and maybe enjoy a little of that holiday spirit early on. Library will be all decorated up with lights and displays and a good chance to just kind of get out in the Christmas spirit. Now, also, the time is running short here as part of the Griswold Holiday Lighting Contest. If you want to participate in that, the Griswold Community Betterment sponsoring their Christmas Lighting Contest again. They've been putting that together for the 4 weeks before Christmas. There'll be one winner each week. You get $25 in Betterment bucks. So make sure that you get yourself organized and get lit up.
Yeah.
Right? Got to get lit up for that. Also, something else with lights, by the way. Also, if you are thinking about books for a gift, the Anita Public Library is sponsoring its Books Are Fun book sale. Now, that started earlier this month, and it ends this Monday, November 26th. So you're going to want to get in there soon. Take advantage of this, if not this weekend, on Monday. From 2 to 8 p.m. Monday, they'll be open. So a chance for you to kind of look around leisurely, and if you find something you like, you can pick that up for a pretty good price. Maybe make a nice gift for someone. Also coming up on Thursday, November 29th, the Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary is inviting you to their Treasure Cove gift shop. They'll be having their holiday sale Thursday, November 29th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., a one-day event, 20% off all gift items. And there's no sales tax, and the proceeds are donated to the hospital. So if you'd like to help out, maybe find some unique gift ideas and save a little money as well, you may do that coming up on Thursday, November 29th. All those things going on here around the area. You got some birthdays for us?
I sure do. I'd like to wish Merlin Krause, who's turning 80 on November 25th, a happy birthday. And his children are honoring him with a card shower. You can send him a card at 60344 750th Street in Anita, 50020. Happy birthday to Merlin Krause, celebrating his 80th birthday on November 25th. And send him a birthday card. Wish him happy birthday to 60344 750th Street in Anita, 50020. Over at the Exira Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Aileen Nancaro, celebrating her birthday on November 23rd. Then over at the Friendship Home, happy birthday to Grace Campbell, celebrating her birthday on November 20th. Also to Bea Welch, celebrating her birthday on November 21st. Juanita Hahn, celebrating her birthday on November 26th. And also to Olivine Lynn on November 27th. So happy birthday to all those ladies there over at the Friendship Home.
Very good. I don't have any anniversaries here in front of me, and we don't have any babies to tell you about either. I did want to touch on one thing, though, before we cut you loose here this weekend. Saturday, this past Saturday, November the 24th, was Small Business Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's always an effort by the Small Business Administration to kind of promote local businesses, the smaller businesses,
right,
that really are the ones that drive the economic engine in this country. When you take a look at the SBA statistics, small businesses represent 99.7% of all employer firms. A small business typically is described as 500 or fewer employees. But a lot of that is based on 100 or fewer employees,
yeah,
like us,
right,
here at
right
the radio
here
station. There are plenty of places like that. But we employ an awful lot of folks, and it's only because folks continue to patronize a lot of those local businesses. You know, we could go on and on about reasons to support small local businesses, but really, you know, if something unfortunate happens and you need to call the fire department, wouldn't it be awful if there was no one there to answer the phone?
Yeah, what would you do?
Well, if you always spend your money in the big cities, guess what? You're paying for their fire departments,
right?
Not ours.
Mm-mm.
You know, that's local tax money that's supported by that. And, you know, every time that you go out and shop locally and spend that money here, the local the local sales tax money comes back to support some of those types of things. You know, there are a lot of different things that you don't really tend to think about when you go shopping. And I don't want to burden people with a big old guilt trip, but, you know, you should stop and think about how you can support your community. You live in it.
Right.
I assume you live there for a reason.
You want to make it
better, yeah. Exactly. But, you know, you support yourself when you shop locally, when you try to be a local, locally aware citizen. You support local community groups. A lot of nonprofit organizations receive an awful lot more of their money than from small business owners than they do from large businesses. You keep your community unique. You know those little neat shops that you find once in a while? They go away if you don't support them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one thing you can do. If you're concerned about environmental impact, well, if you're not driving your car 100 miles to go to the next big city over, you're saving a lot there, too. You know, you create more good jobs. Gee, why don't we have this or why don't we have that in our small towns? Well, if you don't support them, you won't.
Right.
That's largely up to you. Oftentimes, you get better service. You know, you get a lot better service from people that you know. People locally are going to be more conscientious in their hiring practices. They want to hire people who are going to represent them well to their customers as well. You know, it's a chance to invest in the community, to put your taxes to good use, as we mentioned. Also, a chance to buy what you want instead of what someone else wants you to buy.
Yeah.
You know, some very large companies have this amazing way of planting the seed in your head of why you need this.
Yeah.
And
what would you really use some of the things for?
Yeah,
just a little toy for a few weeks and then.
Small businesses are more designed to supply what you want as opposed to trying to push on you what they want you to buy. And it also encourages, you know, local prosperity too. If, you know, you can turn that money over in your own community and create wealth within your community, isn't that a better deal?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, shipping it off somewhere else. Every time you drive to the big city and spend all that money, you're helping their schools, their fire departments, you know, all of their things. It's a good thing to help locally. That way you continue to live in a good place.
Yeah.
It'll dry up on you if you don't take care of it. That's all I have for this week. How about you? Done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. I guess that's all we have. Time to say goodbye, Gracie.
Okay.
You don't even know what that means.
No,
how
I don't.
How young are you? This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this has been your Anishinaabe Valley.